handicapper and sports analyst for USA Today, at Danny Sheridan 1 on Twitter. Brought to you by the new Sportsbook and Bar here at the Boulder Village Casino and Resort. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I imagine you are. We talked about Chicago, no surprise, probably would beat the Rams, and they beat them worse than I thought they'd beat them. I was thinking about many years ago, I'll test your memory, the Saints had just won a playoff game, and they were headed to Chicago in the frozen tundra. Oh, yeah, that was a title game many, many years ago.
2006.
There you go. You got a better memory than me, and you know what happened. So it's brutal up there. Thank goodness, you know, if I'm the Saints or anybody, I don't want to play up there in December or January. But it looks like they won't have to.
Now, Danny, when you look at it, you talk about the elements and you playing at night. Listen, it could be cold in Charlotte, North Carolina. It could be, obviously,
sure,
like you said, Chicago, or if you're playing at Green Bay, a night game. But looking at the Saints now going on the road, at Charlotte, Monday Night Football, and basically a touchdown favorite. I want to say what? I think it's about six and a half.
Here.
I think it's six at the Beau Rivage Sportsbook, six.
And is that about right? Is that because the Panthers are reeling, considering their losing streak? Because at the halfway point of the season, you know, a number of people were saying, well, you got the Saints and the Rams, so watch out for Carolina. But you'd have to say, what have you done for me lately? Not so fast.
Well, two things. One, you are correct. It's because they're perceived, you know, the betting line is the betting public's perception of how two teams match up. And they're perceived, correctly so, they've lost five straight. But I want to point out, four of those five, incredibly, have been on the road. And this year, Carolina is 5-1 at home.
Oh.
They lost, what, three times to the Saints last year. Saints knocked them out of the wild card. And they played the Saints pretty tough in that wild card game. It's New Orleans has a brutal schedule, and they Carolina twice, Pittsburgh in the middle. And the Rams, they're like a double-digit favorite over Philadelphia without Wentz. They'll be whopping favorite over Arizona and a double-digit favorite over San Francisco. So Saints, as you know, cannot afford to lose. And if they do win this, they'll get a well-deserved rest, because to beat Carolina twice in 2 weeks or 3 weeks and then to play Pittsburgh, who will need the game, who is one of your better teams, like almost like a Super Bowl team when they're on the money. So the Saints have their work cut out for them. I hate that Carolina's won, you know, they're 5-1 at home, and I hate that they're coming off a five-game losing streak, but it is what it is. And also the fact, as we alluded to, as I just mentioned, that I think I'm right, New Orleans beat them three times last year, counting the wild card game. So it makes it
three
tough.
Times and
Yeah.
And Danny, think about this. You want to have the number one seed, and obviously you look at the Rams. It looks like Carson Wentz not going to play against the Rams, being the Eagles. And then you look at their schedule. I mean, think about how hard, and the perception also, how competitive Carolina is. That let's say it might take it to run the table to be the number one seed, but it would take beating Carolina five times. In two seasons, five straight.
That's unheard of for a good team with a good quarterback.
Right.
They've had some injuries, but again, everybody talks about it. They lost five in a row. Incredibly, I didn't know this, four of the five games were on the road. So they played four games in the last 5 weeks on the road, but they're 5-1 at home. And you just said it. Can you beat them five times in a row? The Saints lose. They don't figure to be hosting the NFC home field advantage.
Yeah.
They won't have it. The champion, not just that, they won't host the playoffs. And if they lose, because anything's possible in the NFL, but for the Rams to lose to Philadelphia without Wentz, he's definitely out. At Arizona, what do they won? Three games this year. San Francisco the next week at home. Yeah, two games. So Saints can't. It's just really, if the Saints
got to run the table.
Yes, sir. And
the Saints got to run it.
And it's been now, they're capable. But
yeah, they're capable. Now, Danny, to flip a little bit the script on college football, I never heard, procrastinate. How you when you're betting and you're setting the line and you look at the bowl games and they have that long time span. And then, you know, you might look at, you can look at obviously teams we're familiar with being here in Mississippi State. You got New Year's Day, Mississippi State in Iowa. You got LSU, Central Florida, then you, obviously the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans backyard, Georgia and Texas, and you look at Georgia being an 11.5-point favorite. Does that fluctuate, or you look at, they got a number of practices, you're dealing with recruiting and all that. So how do you look at that? Because it almost seems like it's a different season and who's going to be available and who plays.
No, you're 100% correct. We all know that Georgia is much better than Texas, but they got their hearts cut out by Alabama and not being in the Final Four. So no one knows. If they do, I'd like to meet them. If Georgia's going to show up, you would think they, it just doesn't matter to Georgia. If they win 50-0, they're not going to be number one. And if they lose, it's just, I don't say it's not going to, it won't matter, but it's tough. I would think, and you mentioned Mississippi State and Iowa, I don't know if there's any prestige in Mississippi State beating Iowa, so you'd have to wonder about that. But I would say, I would think, and you tell me if you think, if you disagree, I would think LSU will be out to play hard for Central Florida because they're undefeated and because Central Florida beat Auburn last year in a bowl game, a very good Auburn team. So I would think LSU's motivated. The other two, I have no idea. Makes it real
right,
tough.
And, and Danny, well, I agree with you twofold as far as LSU being motivated. I think the Coach O, it means a lot. They're going to stress this to the team to get to double-digit wins. And
right,
last year, losing to the Fighting Irish and not getting that 10th win, it's amazing the impact of that. It just, I don't know, the visual of whether your team
just
got to 10
remember,
wins or not.
I have the lucky visual, and I'm not bragging to you, where I picked Notre Dame, and with about 2 minutes to go in the game, I was asking myself, why would you do that? And then you saw that fluke play, which it wasn't as fluky as New England, Miami, but
right,
you do remember Notre Dame, two guys covered him, and the ball's tipped in the air, and he runs. What,
yeah, we kind of strip
yards
it instead of tackling him.
Yeah. Right.
Tackle him, don't strip
but,
it.
That's a good point, Bobby. I'd forgotten about that. But, yeah, you would think LSU would be motivated because this is a good Central Florida team that is probably as motivated as any bowl team, maybe with the exception of the Final Four. So that should be a good game. The others, it's just very tough to handicap. And the answer to your other question is, at the Beau Rivage Sportsbook, they will be betting money like there's no tomorrow, and those lines will move. I don't know in which direction, but they will move.
Danny Sheridan, handicapper and sports analyst for USA Today, at Danny Sheridan 1 on Twitter. Danny, going back to the NFL quickly before we let you run, you mentioned that Eagles-Rams game, but the spread's 9.5. Here at the Sports
No, they've adjusted it, Bobby. A lot of places, it is 9.5, but a lot of places have adjusted it to 11 because Wentz is
even
out.
Even better.
And, I've seen as high 11.5 and 12 offshore because Nick Foles, who did a hell of a job last year, he's the quarterback, no Wentz. With Wentz, they got it. Well, you would think they had a real good chance to win. Philadelphia must win, but again, you know, the Rams have a cupcake. Maybe Philadelphia will do them a favor. Maybe Nick Foles will get hot like he did in the playoffs. I hope so, because I think the Saints, I think the odds are against the Saints, even though they'll be slightly favored. I think the odds are against them running the table, winning three in a row, these three.
Even if it is 11, if the Eagles are getting 11 points, it just seems like a lot.
It is a lot, but again, it's the betting public's perception. Philadelphia's 5-7. And Wentz is out. He's their quarterback. So, and Nick Foles hadn't been heard of since the Super Bowl. And they've got a lot of injuries. Yeah, you're right. It is a lot. But if I'm the Rams, man, I don't want to go back to that dome. So the Rams take care of business with Philadelphia. I think they could beat the combined teams of San Francisco and Arizona together.
Danny Sheridan, handicapper, sports analyst for USA Today, brought to us by the Sportsbook and Bar here at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. We'll talk to you next week, Danny. Thanks.
Hey, and looking forward to the Beau Rivage building their new sports book starting after the Super Bowl. You're aware of that. Palace. I'm told it'll be one of the nicest sports book, if not the nicest, in the country, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it myself. Thanks, Danny.
Take care.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Danny.
The same. All right, we'll step away and come back for our CBS and local news headlines and quarterback Drew Brees, QB to QB, up next here on Saints Radio WWL.